Welcome to D&B College. Today we're taking a rewind moment that feels messy and turning it into a clean, heavyweight transition using resampling in Ableton Live 12. Now, when people say rewind in D&B, they often mean just throwing the drop backwards and calling it a day. But a proper rewind is much more controlled than that. It's a tension device. It resets the room, creates anticipation, and gives the next impact more weight. If you do it right, the dance floor leans in. If you do it badly, the low end turns to soup and the whole phrase starts sounding amateur. This works especially well in darker rollers, jungle-influenced tracks, neuro-adjacent bass music, and club-focused D&B where you want attitude, clarity, and impact. The goal here is not chaos. The goal is a rewind that feels deliberate, tight, and mix-ready. So let's build one. First, choose the exact moment you want to rewind. Don't rewind the whole arrangement. Pick one clear musical object, a snare fill, a bass stab, a vocal chop, a crash, or a small cluster of drum break hits. Usually this will be the last bar before a drop return, the end of an 8-bar phrase, or a little fake out before the second drop. At this stage, decide what kind of rewind you want. If you want full drama, you can rewind the whole phrase. If you want a cleaner club result, only rewind the bass or the top percussion and let the kick and snare keep the grid moving. For heavier D&B, that partial approach is often the better move, because the floor still feels the pulse while the rewind acts like a tension layer. That's a big reason this works in D&B. You can create a huge reset without killing the groove completely. Now print the source to audio. This is where resampling becomes powerful. Once it's audio, you can reverse it, trim it, fade it, and shape it like a performance instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI. In Ableton Live 12, route the source to a fresh audio track or use internal resampling so you capture the moment cleanly. Before you print, do a little cleanup. A stock chain like EQ8, saturator, and utility is often enough. Cut any useless rumble below around 25 to 35 Hz. Add a touch of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, if the source feels too thin. And if the sound is too wide before printing, trim the width a bit. You want the printed audio to have density, but not low-end chaos. What to listen for here is simple. Does the source already feel like the right musical idea? If yes, commit it. If you're still changing notes or bass movement, keep working until the idea is locked before you print. Rewinds get stronger when the decision is firm. Next, reverse the clip and trim it to the right length. In D&B, a rewind often works best over one bar, half a bar, or even two beats. Shorter is usually cleaner because the dance floor needs to understand the turn quickly. Use clip fade so you avoid clicks, and tighten the clip boundaries until the motion feels focused. Listen carefully to the shape. What to listen for? Does the rewind announce the turn without sounding like a random reverse sample? And does it still leave room for the restart to hit with authority? If it feels vague, shorten it. A vague rewind usually just becomes timing clutter. Now shape the energy with volume automation. Don't rely on raw clip length alone. A subtle rise into the rewind and a fast drop right before the drop comes back usually creates a stronger pull. A nice starting point is a small fade in over the first 100 to 300 milliseconds, then a quick fade out over the last 30 to 120 milliseconds before the restart. Keep the rewind peak a few dB below the main drum hit if you still want the kick and snare to cut through. This is where resampling really shines. Once the audio is printed, the rewind becomes an actual energy curve. It can suck the room backward instead of just swelling louder. That negative space is what makes the return feel bigger. Nice and simple, but varied effective. Now clean the low end. This part matters a lot. Rewinds go wrong when bass and low percussion smear across the transition. That creates mud, and mud kills the impact of the next kick and bass hit. Use EQ8 on the resampled clip and high-pass it if the rewind is mostly texture or mid-range information. Depending on the source, that could be somewhere around 80 to 180 Hz. If the rewind must keep some bass character, be more surgical and avoid chopping out everything. If the reverse sounds harsh, try a small dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz instead of dulling the whole thing. And if the clip is stereo heavy, narrow it with utility. Anything below roughly 120 Hz should be treated carefully in a club D&B mix. What to listen for now? Does the restart still punch through, or is the reverse tail sitting on top of it? If the low end feels late or blurry, the rewind is probably carrying too much information. From here, decide whether you want the rewind to feel cleaner or more aggressive. For a cleaner, darker, more ominous rewind, you can use auto filter with a slow low pass or band pass movement, plus a short reverb with a controlled decay. Keep it subtle. This is great for deep rollers and darker, more restrained moments. For a heavier rewind, bring in a bit more saturator, maybe some drum bass, and a filter move that adds motion. That can give you a more industrial, violent feel. If the processing starts sounding good, print it again. Resample the processed version. That second generation often sounds more committed than a single clean pass. That's a really useful workflow tip in Ableton. Process, print, then commit. Don't keep endlessly tweaking the same clip. At some point, the best move is to freeze the decision and move on. Now bring the drums back under it and check the groove. A rewind in DNB should not erase the drum language unless that's the artistic choice. Keep the snare position consistent on the phrase restart. You can let hats or ghost notes keep moving if you want momentum. Just avoid stacking too many transients exactly on the rewind peak. If the rewind and drums are fighting each other, nudge the clip a few milliseconds earlier or later relative to the bar line. That tiny move can make a huge difference. In a fast genre like DNB, 5 to 15 milliseconds can be the difference between locked and smeared. What to listen for here? Can you still hear the groove even while the energy is being pulled backward? If yes, you're on the right track. If the transition still feels empty, add one supporting layer only. Maybe a reverse crash, a noise burst, or a short impact resampled from your own drums. Keep it short and useful. High pass the crash. Keep noise airy but not harsh, and make sure this layer stays quieter than the main rewind. Its job is punctuation, not attention theft. Then place the rewind in the arrangement so it leads directly into the next phrase. A rewind is strongest when it lands cleanly on the phrase structure. In an 8-bar DNB section, a really effective setup might be a strong phrase, a short rewind reset, a moment of reduced tension, and then the drop comes back with a new bass answer or a heavier drum variation. This is where arrangement discipline matters. The rewind should end just before the next kick and snare strike, or right on the bar where the drop restarts. If it overlaps too much, the restart feels timid. If it ends too early, the moment loses its pull. Now do one last polish pass. Maybe lower the rewind by a decibel or two, if it's masking the restart. Maybe open the filter slightly in the last quarter bar, if the transition feels too flat. Maybe shorten the fade, if the tail is hanging over the drop. Keep the bass centered and mono as the rewind clears out. And then stop. Seriously, stop. Over-polishing rewind moments can remove the raw, oh no, here it comes feeling that makes them work in DNB. A little edge is good. A little restraint is even better. A couple of bonus ideas can make this even stronger. If the rewind feels too polite, try printing a second generation through light clipping or gentle saturation, then trim it again. That often gives you more attitude without just making it louder. And if you're building a darker track, think about the rewind as a place to remove sub on purpose. That hollow out before the restart can make the drop feel much bigger when the low end snaps back in. Also, keep your versioning organized. Name the print by function and length, like rewind 1 bar tight, rewind half bar dark, or rewind 2 beat aggressive. That saves a lot of time later, especially if you want to compare versions in context. The main idea is simple. A great DNB rewind is not just reversed audio. It's a controlled arrangement move. Print the right source, trim it tightly, shape the energy, protect the low end, and test it with the drums and bass active. Keep it short. Keep it deliberate. Keep it DJ-friendly. If the room feels like it leans in, and the drop lands harder because of the rewind, then you've done it right. Now take the mini practice challenge. Build one rewind transition in about 15 minutes using only stock Ableton devices. Reverse just one source, heap it to one bar or less, use at most one extra FX layer and protect the low end from stereo spread. Then check it with the drums, and ask yourself one question. Does the restart hit harder because the rewind made space? That's the move. Clean it up, print it, shape it, and let the drop slam.